Escape to the exotic beauty of Morocco with our exclusive small group tours. Experience intimate group sizes that ensure personalized attention and unforgettable adventures. From the enchanting streets of Marrakech to the serene beauty of the Sahara Desert. Forge friendships that last a lifetime while immersing yourself in Morocco's rich culture, vibrant traditions, and warm hospitality. Book your small group tour with Destination Morocco today. Experience the intimacy of a private tour at an affordable price. Go to our website, destinationsmorocco.com, that's destinations with an S, morocco.com, and reserve your spot today. Welcome to the Destination Morocco podcast, the show that takes you away to the beautiful country of Morocco. I am your host, Azzedine El Moustakim. In each episode, we explore Moroccan culture, history, attractions, and activities. Real and practical information coming from experienced travelers and native Moroccans like myself. And now, let's go exploring. Hello, everyone. This is Azzedine. Thank you for joining me this summer as I come home and travel through Morocco. I'm coming to you today live from Marrakech, and it's been a wonderful trip so far. I've seen my family and old friends, returned to my home village, and reconnected with my culture and roots. My family, my team, and I just spent 11 days traveling around the south of Morocco, from Marrakech to Merzouga Desert, with plenty of stops along the way. We've met Riad owners, tour guides, locals, and fellow travelers. I'm sharing with you in today's episode my conversation with Mehdi, the owner of Labyrinth Kasba in Dad's Valley, a beautiful and highly rated family riad nested in the side of the valley overlooking the Dad's River. Mehdi tells us about coming back to his village to turn his family home into riad back in 2017. Mehdi describes the beautiful area and some of the hiking and cultural highlights of Dad's Valley and the creative idea he had to make his riad stand out from others. We will have more conversations like this one coming up in future episodes, where you will not just learn about the experience of traveling in Morocco, but you will hear the birds in the background, music playing, the sound of footsteps, and people going about their daily routine. As we record ourselves live on site, on location in Morocco, and for more daily snapshots into our tour here, please visit and follow Destination Morocco on Instagram at Destination Morocco, where you'll see us visit riads, tourist attractions, share with you Moroccan dishes and performances by musicians and drummers. We wander through the square of Jem El Fna and capture the energy and vitality that comes alive as the sun sets. You will hear interviews with native Moroccans, including the uncut version of today's episode. Simply search Destination Morocco on Instagram and make sure you follow us to get all the daily updates. Enjoy today's conversation, and I will be back again soon with a lot more. Thank you, and have a wonderful day. Welcome to another amazing episode of Destination Morocco podcast. In today's episode, we are stopping at Dad's Valley with the owner of a riad, Mr. Mehdi. Would you please tell us the name of your riad and what does it mean?
First of all, thank you so much for being here.
Oh, my pleasure.
Absolutely. I would deeply express my gratitude.
Thank you. We feel the same.
For showing up in our kasba today. So, to start, I would like to put our guests in like a situation. So, as you mentioned, we are in the Dadis Valley, far away from Marrakech, like 5.5 hours driving. and from the desert 4.5 hours.
Okay.
There are many people coming from different places and different nationalities.
You haven't answered my question. No worries. What's the name of your kasbah?
Labyrinth Kasbah.
What does it mean?
It means like a puzzle.
A puzzle?
Like, yeah.
Okay. We're spending two nights here.
Yes.
At the kasbah. And the meaning also means a maze.
Yes.
And it is a maze because it's in and out and you keep going upstairs, downstairs.
Yeah.
So it's really, really nice and beautiful. Can you tell us a little bit, first of all, about you? What's your story, Mr. Mehdi?
My story, I was born here in this home.
In this place,
oh, yes. Wow. I was born here after completing my studies.
Mm-hmm. Where did you complete your studies?
In Ibn Zohr University, Agadir.
Agadir?
Yes.
Okay, nice.
So I studied tourism. After that, I decided to come back to my family home.
Oh, I see.
So I renovated to make something in this field of tourism.
Okay.
But this was a dream. Like, since I was a teenager,
mm-hmm.
I worked as an unofficial guide.
Non-official guide. Yeah, oh, yeah. One of the enemies.
Yes, but actually, yeah, I became official. So I come back and I renovate this home.
Okay.
So since 2017.
Yes, okay.
After 1 year and 9 months of non-stop work, including 12 people working one way, we finished it, and it becomes the labyrinth of nowadays.
Oh, wow. So basically, your family lived here?
Yes.
So you kicked them out? Where did they go?
No, actually, we become like much bigger, because, like, if you know,
yeah.
Berbers,
yes, of course. Yeah.
They used to find a lady for their young son.
Mm-hmm.
So when we become a much bigger family, so yeah. It doesn't fit the family anymore.
Absolutely.
So we leave this one, and it was like empty for 40 years.
Oh, wow.
And this is why I come back. I say, why we will leave it like this? Yeah. So I have to come back to do something,
yeah.
As I attached to the tourism since I was like young boy.
Definitely.
So I come back. They are against the idea.
Oh, I see.
And it took for me 7 years to convince them.
Oh, my goodness.
Especially my dad. He used to tell me all the time, no, you don't know. It's a huge building.
Yeah.
You don't have enough resources to find money to renovate it.
Mm.
But I said, inside, deep in my heart, mm-hmm. I feel that I will succeed.
Oh, wow.
So I think today, after one night that you experienced, maybe I put the train in its place.
Well, you're very determined. You're very hospitable. That's an amazing story. And I see it. It's really, really nice. How many rooms do you have, or how many suites for the guests if they want to come and stay with you? What would you like to let them know, please?
So for the rooms, I have 6 rooms.
6?
Yes. We have a family room because I didn't change anything in this.
So you just left it as it is?
Yes, as it is. Wow. And I just added like the things that my guests might need during their stay here.
Okay, that's great.
So as you see, close to us here, you see the wall. The Arctic.
Yes.
So if I want to make the rooms much bigger, mm-hmm. I have to destroy it.
Yes.
And if I did, so I will lose the history of this building.
Okay. So let me just make sure the audience, the listeners, understand what you're saying.
Yeah.
So the walls, right? Look at the thickness of the walls.
Yeah.
So if you want to expand, then it's just not the right thing to do.
No.
So you have to leave everything the way it is.
Like it is, yeah.
Okay. That's incredible. So do you have quadruple? Do you have triple rooms, or just have double in all your suites?
Actually, I have like 4 doubles,
mm-hmm.
and 1 triple and 1 quadruple.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
Nice. Okay, one thing that I really noticed when I came in, I did a little bit of a walk around, and a few things really caught my attention. The number one is in the breakfast area when we had breakfast and we had dinner last night. There's so many signatures of people that have visited the place.
Yes.
I mean, they fell in love with it.
Yeah.
I read the comments in many different languages, some I could not even read.
Yeah.
And they all mention Mehdi. So that is incredible. Can you tell us a little bit of story behind the idea of having guests sign their names in the wall? And what inspired you to do something like that?
Close your eyes and imagine the warm desert breeze kissing your skin as you wander through the narrow streets of Marrakesh. Feel the excitement as you lose yourself to the vibrant colors of the souks, where every corner holds a treasure waiting to be discovered. Experience the thrill of adventure as you traverse the majestic Sahara Desert on a camelback, with nothing but endless dunes stretching before you. Experience Morocco. Feel alive. Get 15% off all small group tours. Visit our website, destinationsmorocco.com. That's destinations with an S, morocco.com. Use the word 15 as a discount code at checkout and reserve your spot today.
So since I was a student, I worked in many different places. So when I come back to make my own, we are like almost 12 hotels. So I try to find something to be different. You know, in our Moroccan culture, we always say, if you want to be known, you have to be different.
Absolutely.
So this is the idea. I still remember when I worked in the different places, in Marrakech, in Ouarzazate, or in the desert, all people, they do provide like a guest book.
I see.
To put their feedbacks.
Okay.
So for me, I said, nowadays, none of us has time to check like
books
the
and
books.
Read. Yeah.
So the
Makes
idea
sense.
Is to make it like clear on a
visible.
Wall. Yeah, visible for all the guests. So if something occurs, you will feel shy.
Yes.
You will do your best
absolutely,
to provide a good services for
absolutely.
The next guest.
Oh, definitely, yeah.
And as I told you, if you still remember when I told you my daddy was against the idea.
Yes.
He was with us when I leave the wall empty. And he keeps telling me, this boy, little boy, you are crazy. All people, they paint their walls. Why you let it like this? I say, listen, maybe you will not understand now.
Yeah.
But when the first guest show up, you will understand why I leave it. On the wall, I start in August 2017.
So it's not long ago?
No.
No. Yeah.
I work 1 year.
Yeah.
1 year and 4 months. And then the COVID arrives.
Yes. Yeah.
And then it breaks like the whole energy that I have.
Definitely, yeah.
And actually, I restart.
Oh, that's really nice.
Yeah.
I mean, you put a lot of hard work into it, a lot of heart and sweat. So, and I can see it. I mean, it's very visible. You're very hospitable. Your team is very hospitable. The place is, I fell in love with the place. And this is the reason why. We are Berbers. And we have our own culture.
Yeah.
And a lot of people, they're in our culture, but they still don't see it. And the perfect example is this setting right here.
Yeah, of course.
This setting, I wanted to do the recording here because it reminded me when I was a kid. When we were kids, we'd go play outside and all day. And when we come, a table, small table like this, this is where we have, you know, La Sida, which we have tasted a few days ago in my village, or Terwait or whatever, soup.
Yeah.
And, you know, just the conversations that we'll have as kids and the fights we'll have as kids, and the space is so tiny, and the pillows, and also these hidura, I forgot the name in English. And it brought so many memories to me. Then, when I look around, I see everything reminds me of a perfect Berber culture. Then when I look at the ceiling looks a little different than what we have in our village.
Yeah.
Normally, it's all yellow.
Yeah.
Built a little bit different, but in this case,
I see
that it's dark.
Yeah, it's a black one.
What's the reasoning behind it? What's the story behind it? If you can explain it to the audience, please.
Actually, this one is like a normal roof, as you mentioned. It's yellow before I came. When I reach the place, I find it, as I told you, 34 years, nobody lived in.
Yes.
So it will take for me like years to renovate it. So I asked an old man, as you know, our culture.
Of course, of course.
They are the source of the
wise man. Yeah.
So I asked him, listen, I have something, I want to protect it. He said, why? I told him I want to keep it as it is. Because it, actually, you see, it's like very old.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah. So he told me about a liquid that extracted from the roots of the trees.
Yes.
I don't know the name, the right name in English. But we can mention it.
Of course.
It's raisins or something like that.
Okay.
We say Al-Qatran.
Al-Qatran.
This liquid.
We use it in many different ways, but go ahead, please, maybe.
Yeah, this liquid that I put on this like roof, it's anti-insect. So
I see.
This wood will stay for
preserved.
Years. Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, wow.
This is why it's black.
Yeah. Unbelievable. It's really nice. Okay, the other thing, you said the name means amazed.
Yeah.
And
I'm listening to your question,
yes,
I will pour you a cup of tea.
Oh, thank you.
Like a mint tea.
Thank you.
Bismillah.
Bismillah. Appreciate
thank you.
It.
You can put some mint tea if you would like.
This is perfect.
Good.
This reminds me when we used to go on the field with little kids,
yeah,
with the little animals and, you know, shepherd, and they make tea, and just, it's very authentic and really, really tasty, very, very nice. What else can you tell us, if not about you, about the region, about Dead's Valley? Let's say we have some people coming in, let's say for one day.
Yes.
What can they do? Or if they are staying for 2 days, what are some of the things that they can do?
We do provide like different activities, different from summertime and wintertime.
I see.
Yeah, as you may know, wintertime it's very cold.
Mm-hmm.
So most of people that come to this place, to the Dead's Valley, they always focalize on trekking
or a day trip.
Yeah.
Mm.
So I'm talking about my village. We do provide like the downtown just here.
Mm-hmm.
It's a very important place to visit. There are many huge kasbahs, more than 600 years old.
Oh, wow.
So when our guests come, we do have like a brochure that contains all information concerning the old village, with a waterfall close by, and a canyon.
The canyon. Yeah.
Like a canyon is a very large.
Yeah.
And people that used to visit it in winter, like just to shoot some pictures or something like that, or a picnic.
Mm-hmm.
But at this time of the year, it's our main swimming pool. It's a natural one.
Yes, yes.
And all families, they go
close by too. So how far is the canyon from here?
It's only 20 minutes.
By, so
yeah, a walkable distance. No, it's a walkable
distance. Yeah. Okay.
I mean, our guests, if they would like to go with their car, it's possible as
I see. Yeah. So they have the option, either their driver will take them.
Yeah.
Or if they want to walk, they can walk for 20 minutes.
Of course.
And just enjoy the scenery and the beauty of Dead's Valley.
Right.
That's incredible. What else can they do? Can they spend some time with the nomads? Can they spend some time with the Berber family? What else can they do here activities?
Of course. Yes, when we host our guests, we do propose for them like activities.
I see.
As you mentioned, we may have lunch with the family or spend the second night with the nomad in the Atlas,
in
the caves.
Caves?
Yes.
Oh, wow.
And as a guide, as I told you, because you mentioned that I am the owner of the Labyrinth Kasbah.
Yes.
But actually, it's a family business. I just run it.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, there is like a whole family behind.
You work and they get paid.
Yes. But my job is like a guide here.
Okay, yeah. Okay, perfect. So let me just ask you this. You said that you take tourists, visitors to the caves in the mountains. Can you walk me through that experience? Do they just pack their gear and they go? You hire somebody else to help with the gear and, you know, their backpacks and stuff. How does it work, really? And then when they get there, what do they do?
Yes, of course. I mean, before we start, I want to mention that we work as a family, as a team. We have like a young boy from the village, the countryside. They don't have any chance to follow their studies.
Or they
don't have the luck to study at all. So we used to involve them and to keep our activities as a sustainable development.
Nice.
We do used to work with women from the village, with young boys and girls as well.
Definitely.
So for the mountains, we call like a mule man to carry our stuff.
So it's a trekking experience first.
Yes.
And then when they get to the mountains, to the caves, and it's another experience as well.
Yes, they try to live as nomads.
Okay, so they live that moment, a simple life as the nomads would.
Yes.
That's impressive.
And that's it.
That's incredible.
Thank you.
Wow. Now, how far is Merzouga Desert from here?
Merzouga, it's around 4.5 hours, including like the stops.
The stops.
Yeah, because before reaching the Merzouga, there is like different activities to do on your way.
Of course. Yeah. The reason why I'm saying that, because it's been hot.
Yeah,
and
of course.
I feel the heat.
Yeah, I know. Most of people come in from abroad,
mm-hmm.
they think that the desert is very hot.
Yeah.
Actually, the Dead's Valley at this time of the year
is hotter.
For us, as a local, we feel it's normal weather because it's on a peak of the mountain, so it's cooler. But tomorrow, inshallah, as we say in Morocco, you will experience the desert, which is very hot at this time of the year.
Definitely.
But it's good as well. especially for the one who is suffering like diseases or something like skin diseases, you might try a hammam of sand.
Hammam, and which is you get buried in the sand except your head, of course.
Of course, yeah.
And they, you get to drink a little bit of sips of water because the sand gets really, really hot, about 120 degrees Fahrenheit in Celsius, 50, 60?
Like this, yeah.
Okay, yeah.
47, 48.
Wow.
But it's still good for the body.
Yes, it's a healing sand.
Yeah, that's it.
Absolutely, absolutely. Good. What else can you tell us about you, about the village, about activities and things that people can do here that we have not mentioned yet?
South of Morocco is not like big cities.
I understand exactly what you're saying.
And you will see what I mean by explaining that.
Okay.
The kind of food.
Yes.
I'm talking about myself. We try to involve like locals.
Yes.
They are experimented in the local food.
Of course.
And this is what we do serve.
I got you.
The place itself, it's simple.
Yes.
And we keep it clean.
So basically what you're saying is, to the listeners, the place is, it's very authentic when it comes to the Berber culture, when it comes to the local area. The it's street. Not a luxury place, but it's a very homey place.
That's
If you want to feel the Berber culture, this is definitely the place to be. It's not like Marrakesh when you have, you know, all the bells and whistles, but here it's a very simple, it's very beautiful, and the way that it's set up, I see that. Even the food is a little different than the city food. In my opinion, I'd rather stay here, going through Dad's valet, than stay in a, you know, 4-star or 5-star Riyadh or hotel, because I'm not going to have that same experience. Because of the authenticity of the setup, the way you have everything set up, from this setting right here to the room next to it, to the other rooms, to the where the guests are staying, it's very authentic and very beautiful. And that's what I say to people. I mean, you can stay in a 5-star hotel, you'll get an amazing experience, but you're not going to get the true, real experience as well. And that's really, really important.
That's true, and I will add one thing. I mean, our guests, if they want to stay in a 5-star hotel, so why you make yourself tired? Flying 17 hours from the state, for example, from Chicago to Paris, and then from Paris to here, to stay in a 5-star hotel.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, I will not call that tourism, but if you would like a 5-star hotel, you may stay home. That's it, because you have everything close by. People, why they are traveling? They are traveling to discover the others' traditions, the others' cultures. Yes. And this is what we try to provide and preserve.
Yes.
If you see, you made a little tour in our Kasbah.
Yeah.
There are things that you will not find anymore.
100%. That's the reason, again, why I fell in love with the place, because it's very authentic.
Yeah, that's it.
When I walk in, this feels home.
Right.
This feels Amazigh. It feels a Berber. This is our culture at its best. It's and it's well, well preserved. You have done an amazing job.
I want to ask you.
Okay.
First of all, like, because maybe I'm allowed to ask you as well.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah, I know you as a person. You are a hard worker person.
Thank you.
I mean, congratulations for this.
Thank you.
You made an effort to come and meet people.
Thank you.
The second thing, could you tell me about your experience while you're staying here in Morocco?
Well, that's a really, very layered, many, many layers for that question. I don't like my culture. I love my culture. I love my country. But what we do is, we're not just, I don't want to show Morocco as everybody else shows it, like a desert dune with a camel. There's so much more to Morocco than what everybody else shows.
Right.
We are Amazigh, we are Berber, this is what we do every day.
Right.
We are a network.
Right.
The things that we know about ourselves, about our culture, and our hospitality is different. You know, the Berbers are very different.
Yeah, it stays in our blood.
Yeah, it is in our blood. And, you know, I tell people, they say, hey, you're a tour operator, you're an agency. There's a lot of crew behind me. The audience cannot see it, but they're doing an amazing job. And it's very, very hard work.
This is what I like.
Yeah.
I mean, the way you are working as a team.
Oh, 100%.
Starting from the driver.
Oh, 100%.
Tell the assistant, like 100%. The lady.
I love my country beyond words. And that's what we do. This, it's not easy. It's not, if it's easy, anybody else would do it.
Right.
And what you can see, we're focusing on the experiences. We're not focusing on the money.
Right.
We want to show the experiences to people. People can come in from all over the world, and they can see Morocco with $10 a day, with $10,000 a day.
Right. Yeah, but the experiences are different.
Of course. Yeah. Of course. So that's why I choose the South first, because we have to show the South.
First, yeah.
It's very important. I mean, we did our village, we did a few other villages, and it's been an amazing experience, and it's just... we're very grateful at the end of the day.
Alhamdulillah.
This concludes our episode. If you don't have any more questions,
thank you so
you
much.
You tricked me.
No, it's not. It's just like...
I'm just playing with you.
Yeah, I know. I mean, just as I told you, I'm happy to ask you, and I heard and I know about your
great
experience.
Thank
so
you.
This is why I asked you like
Yeah,
like
I really
this.
Appreciate it.
So thank you once again.
You're very welcome.
It has been a pleasure.
Thank you, likewise.
I hope that we are like... I didn't mention that in the beginning. My English, like, I hope that our listeners will
Your
understand.
English is just wonderful.
Thank you so much. So. It's like an English of a nomad man. Thank
you.
You
did amazing. So this concludes our episode for today, all the way from Dad's Valley with Mr. Mehdi. Thank you for your hospitality.
It's a pleasure.
Thank you for being generous with us, and thank you for your time.
My pleasure.
We really, 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 really appreciate you.
Thank you.
And we're looking forward to sending guests your way.
Inshallah.
Inshallah. Have a wonderful day.
You have traveled the world, but Morocco's allure beckons you. Destination Morocco is here to create the perfect once-in-a-lifetime Moroccan journey, tailored exclusively to your desires. Let us craft an itinerary that unlocks the secrets of this mesmerizing land just for you. For a luxurious, bespoke Moroccan adventure of a lifetime, visit destinationsmorocco.com. That's destinations with an S, morocco.com. And let us turn your dreams into reality. Your amazing Moroccan experience awaits.